Mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. The high will be 13, and right now it's 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vote counting set to continue today in BC's nail-biter election after weekend counts failed to produce a winner. Elections BC says the party standings have not changed since the October 19th vote. Elections BC says it will start counting crucial absentee ballots today, with the closest riding in the province being Surrey-Guildford, where the BC Conservatives are ahead of the NDP by 12 votes. Either one of the two parties needs 47 seats to form a majority. District of North Vancouver has declared a state of local emergency and ordered three homes evacuated in the Deep Cove neighborhood over concerns about debris left behind from last weekend's atmospheric river. The district says that during the heavy rain, debris filled the channels of Osler and Panorama Creeks, limiting their capacity to withstand future heavy rainfall events. If anyone's wrestling with accusations that Donald Trump empowers white supremacists by using racist rhetoric, Hulk Hogan wants to set the record straight. Speaking to thousands of Trump supporters at Madison Square Garden last night, the 71-year-old pro wrestler said not to worry. He did not see any Nazis in the crowd. The event was a surreal spectacle, including psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw, actually, former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, and an artist who painted a picture of Trump hugging the Empire State Building.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday. Two plays this morning of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. Your chance to win up to $50,000. The first play on the way just after 7.
Plus, where is the most unique place you met someone you went on a date with? Gen Z, apparently way more interested in meeting people at places like the grocery store than on the apps. How about you? Ever meet somebody in a unique place? 604-280-1035 or text us at 103535. Here's Hosier.
It can't be said I'm a worried bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? Lost.
Pat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun. Move 1035.
Studies say they are getting sick of chronically living their life online, and single Gen Zers are actually open to meeting people now for romantic connections in real world situations, more so than ever before. They would just prefer to meet somebody in the real world, not even at a club or bar or anything like that, though, like just the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Just it would be nice to meet somebody and make a connection at the grocery store, which is not typically where you think of in terms of meeting somebody to date. But hey, who knows what's going to happen? We'd love to hear your stories of the most unique place you've met somebody that you've gone on a date with. 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535.
Okay, lots of messages coming in. This is so sweet. I met a guy that was walking his dog. My son was 2 at the time, and he asked if he could pet the dog, which was a big German Shepherd. And I told him, I don't know. You need to ask that guy. We got to chatting. We started dating. We've been going strong for 26 years.
Oh.
True movie romance. We currently also now have another huge German Shepherd.
That's awesome. 604-280-1035. Julia, for you.
Well, I was at a Save-On Foods, and he was working there. He's actually just stocking the shelves, and I just said, oh, I don't have my card, so before I go to the cashier, like, can I use my number? And he's like, no, you can't, but you can use my number.
Oh, wow.
Julia.
Yeah. And also he lied because you can totally use your number.
Well, and you know, that was over 20 years ago. So I think tech was a little bit still behind. So I don't think he was lying. But now you can. Maybe it's because of that. Maybe it's because people are using that line.
That's right.
So you are actually somebody who has met somebody at a grocery store and gone on a date with them. How long did you date for?
Oh, just a couple dates. Didn't go very far.
Yeah, okay. All good. Yeah. All good. But fun.
Yeah. It was really fun. The person I married and with was through mutual friends, but had some fun dates along the way and met in unique places.
That's what it's about, Julia. Thanks a lot for the call. 604-280-1035 or text at 103535. David, most unique place you met somebody you went on a date with?
It was at Whistler. It was the Harmony Hill, and I skied up behind this person. Her daughter kept wiping out, and I just said, you might want to do this, ski across the hill a little bit, bigger, wider sweeping turns, and ended up marrying her, and we've been married for 23 years.
Oh, my God. You're like the hot ski guy. You came up to give pointers to her daughter.
That's funny.
And you had an instant connection.
Instant connection, yeah. I was a gym teacher, too. It helped.
Okay, now you're just bragging. Yeah.
Were you skiing with your shirt off?
It was Whistler. It was spring skiing, but not shirt off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Just a tight shirt.
Yeah, bulging. Bulging biceps.
Bulging biceps. Thank you for clarifying.
The Matt and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
It's good to know. It's good to know. 604-280-1035, or you can text anytime at 103535. The most unique place where you've met someone and then went out on a date with them. Would love to hear your story this week.
Guy, comme à chaque automne, entretient les grands arbres sur son terrain et coupe les branches mortes avec son sécateur. Guy sait qu'il doit repérer les fils électriques d'Hydro-Québec et toujours se tenir à plus de 3 mètres. Il respecte bien cette consigne de sécurité. Mais son sécateur, lui, n'a pas été maintenu à une distance sécuritaire de plus de 3 mètres. Hydro-Québec vous rappelle que les dangers de l'électricité sont courants. Pour éviter les accidents, vous devez toujours rester à plus de 3 mètres des fils électriques. Vos outils aussi.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gov.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me.
I like your mullet.
Oh, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious.
Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like up to 30% off almost everything and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us today is Ramon Salinas, Regional Director for Chambers Plan Employee Benefits. Ramon, healthy employees are key to the success of any business. How can a benefit plan help?
An employee benefit plan is a great way to attract and retain good employees, and it also provides employees with access to often much needed health and dental benefits that can keep your employees productive and healthy at work.
Seems pretty important, but what if your business is pretty small, say under a dozen people? Is there a minimum size?
There is no minimum size. Chambers Plan will cover anywhere from a one-person home-based proprietor right up to companies with 50 or more employees.
Thanks for the info, Ramon. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca. That's chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Blue 103.5 Traffic. Looking pretty good right now. We've got volume starting to build all around the Lower Mainland, of course, on a Monday morning. Crash in Surrey, 152nd on-ramp to the Coquitlam exit lanes on the Portman, and crash in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound just before Kensington. When it's time to renew your car insurance, choose your local insurance expert, BCAA, for trusted advice. Just go to bcaa.com to renew online. We've got clouds with a slight chance of showers this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. Coming up, more of your stories on the most unique places where you met somebody you went on a date with. Share yours this morning.
First, it's the weekend on Move 103.5.
weekend. Move 103.5. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday. It's the Nat and Drew Show with Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Talking about unique places where you've met somebody and you went on a date with them after meeting them in that unique place. New survey says the Gen Z is way more interested in meeting people now in places like the grocery store than meeting online. Mm-hmm. But I think people of all generations have met people in interesting and unique places. Even if you were dating before the apps, you met people other than just the bar or whatever the thing was at the time.
What?
I don't know. It's possible. So we're curious, what unique place or what unique set of circumstances did you meet somebody in and then went on a date with them? Alexandra, for you.
So I'm a grad student at Oxford, and I was walking by one of the college chapels at Christmas time at night, and I heard someone playing the piano inside, and I went in and I met a guy and we went on a couple of dates. So it was a very Christmassy meet cute.
Oh my God, was it ever? So nobody else was in this chapel. It was just this guy who was
playing the piano,
piano beautifully. So he's super hot because he's talented.
Exactly. It felt very festive. It felt very faded.
Yes.
But, you know, we only ended up going on a couple of dates, but I did meet my partner of now 5 years on the first day of class for my second degree there. So, you know,
wow.
That was another meet cute. He doesn't play the piano, though.
Oh. So. Well, you know, here what I'm learning is I think more and more people should go to Oxford because you can meet people there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Everything in a beautiful place, it's easier to feel like it's meant to be.
Who'd have thunk? Alexandra, thanks so much for the call. We have beautiful places here. I mean, you would think that would lead to some beautiful meetings. And look at us being number one with like graduate students from Oxford University. I love that for us. Thank you for listening.
We got a message from Daniel in Cloverdale. Says, I don't know if this is unique, but I met my wife when she moved into the apartment next door and came over to borrow a can opener. Oh, cup of sugar, can opener, whatever. Yeah.
That was code for something.
Yeah.
Kevin, you.
Yeah, well, I came home from a trip that I had in Toronto and I was just totally hungover. And then a buddy of mine took me out for lunch, and then we went to a Bible study of all places. And so I was completely hungover at a Bible study, and all of a sudden somebody was there, and I thought, wow, she's amazing. And I met her, and 25 years later, we're married.
Oh,
well, there you go. I honestly, Kevin, I don't think I've ever heard meet true love story that stems from or began with hungover at Bible study.
So. Yeah, believe me, a lot of people have said that.
I'm not surprised, but hey, church is hot. I'm glad that worked out for you.
Whatever he's like, listen, I'm really hungover, but like really happy to be here, happy to meet you. Or whether he kind of kept that down. Like, I wonder at what point she found out that Kevin was really hungover.
Maybe not for a while later.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop. So phenomenally, you won't lock the way we rock it, so don't stop.
With the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 1035.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat. 'Cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Vancouver is an international leader in something. Vancouver actually took center stage at a summit in New York City.
At a summit?
Experts from all around the world were at this summit in New York City, and Vancouver was one of the topics. We are an international leader in something.
Okay.
It's not about housing.
Okay.
It's not about housing.
I was going to guess how to successfully laugh at our own pain.
No.
So not close.
Okay. No. Aaron, do you have a guess?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't figure it out.
An international leader in something that you really don't want to be an international leader in. The summit in New York City. Experts from around the world. We are an international leader in rats.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Rats, urban rats. And they were looking at, specifically, there's a project that's being led by some people at SFU, looking at the way sort of our, like what we can learn from city rats and things like that. And one of the things that's really interesting is that in Vancouver, you can have, and we do have a lot of rats in Vancouver, particularly downtown. What's interesting, you can have a block where the rats, they'll test them for diseases. And there'll be these rats that have all these diseases. And then you can go one block over and the rats have none of those diseases. And so what they're learning is that rats pretty much stick to one area. Hmm. So the, you know, like they're whatever, you could have like a diseasey block and then you can have a completely non-diseasey block. So rats aren't particularly migratory. They just kind of stick to this one area.
Is it their food source that sort of keeps them in one spot?
Probably.
Yeah. Like Ratatouille, remember? He had that one restaurant that he could go to.
That's
eat.
Right. You find a good restaurant.
That's it.
And, like, why would you leave that place?
That's it.
Wasn't he basically the chef at the restaurant?
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
I don't think he was just eating the scraps. I think he was making the food there.
Well, he started by eating the scraps. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys, you know, it's well documented on the show that I'm very familiar with rats and mice and all rodents. Raccoons count as what? No.
They're annoyances.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
But they're annoying you know what.
But they're not. They're not rats. They're not rodents.
They're not in the rodent. They're not pleasant.
Aaron has a complicated history with the critters.
They come and go. I fight them off. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, we have a little board that goes around the bottom of our fence, like most people do in their backyard, and they run that like a track.
Mm-hmm.
They run it like a track.
Yeah.
And you just sit in the summer and go number 8. Yeah.
You accepting wagers?
Yes. And when we were in East Van, there was just the power lines were like above. And we would see them run around there, and we just call them night squirrels.
I love that.
The night squirrels are active. And it's funny because the city's changed, like, what you can do, right? Because you can't, the poisons that they used to be able to do, because it affects wildlife.
Yeah.
So that you have to have, there's like different, the traps are different, all those things.
The poisons are much less poisonous.
Yeah.
And you know what that's done?
And they build an immunity to it.
Yeah. And you know what it's done to the numbers? They've exploded everywhere.
Well, that's why we're a worldwide leader now.
What are we going to do, though?
You know, I don't know. This one's not my job. I have no responsibility for this one. I have no solutions. I have no, like, I find them really cute. I'm sorry that they're diseased. Mm-hmm. I wish they weren't. I wish there weren't so many, but you know,
if they're keeping the disease to themselves, I suppose there could be worse problems.
Well, if you're in that block with the diseased rats, it's a problem, right? It's just, you need to figure out whether your block has got the diseased ones or the non-diseased ones. And I don't know how you do that.
Cross your fingers and hope for the best.
The Nat and Drew Show.
6:39, Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank is back for another week. The vaults have been restocked, reloaded. We are ready to give away some cash. First play of the day coming up at 7:00.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
The Baby Show is back this fall. Come out to Canada Place at Hall B November 2nd and 3rd to shop, learn, and have fun. Find expert parenting advice, shop local and national brands, get free samples, see your little one's face light up when they meet Bluey, and so much more. Find everything pregnancy, baby, and toddler for the modern parent at The Baby Show, Vancouver's premium pregnancy and early parenting show. Visit thebabyshows.com. That's thebabyshows.com.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss out. Rebates are back. But just like last time, they could be gone in a snap. Moore & Russell Heating and Air Conditioning can help you access thousands of dollars in government funds to get a new heat pump, tankless water heater, and more. Now is the best time to get the upgrades you need. Hurry while the rebates last. You don't want to miss out on upgrading your home. Call Moore & Russell today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at pcexpress.ca.
Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the TradeX Exhibition Center in Abbotsford. Browse a massive display of hot tubs and swim spas from five major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, fun, and therapy all year long. Every floor model hot tub must go. Financing is available and show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the TradeX Exhibition Center in Abbotsford. Visit spashow.ca. That's spashow.ca.
Did you know every 6.3 seconds an Air Miles collector redeems a reward? That's right. With Air Miles, you're always just moments away from your next reward, and it's easier than ever to earn. Collect miles in six different ways. Shop your favorite brands online through airmilesshops.ca, shop in-store with card-linked offers at pretty much any major grocery store with Air Miles receipts, on your BMO Air Miles credit card, and through Air Miles Travel. Imagine this. You're picking up essentials for cold and flu season, grabbing groceries, or even fueling up at Shell. With Air Miles, every stop on your shopping journey is a chance to earn. And it doesn't stop there. Use your miles for exciting rewards, from travel adventures to everyday treats that make life a little sweeter. So why wait? Start earning today and get closer to your next rewarding moment. Join millions of collectors already enjoying the benefits of Air Miles. Sign up now and see how rewarding your everyday shopping can be. Collect more moments with more ways to earn. Download the Air Miles app today. Terms and redemption limits apply. See app or airmiles.ca for details.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move Loop 103.5 Traffic. We've got some ongoing problems. A crash in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound before Kensington. Crash in Surrey, 152nd on-ramp to the Coquitlam exit lanes on the Port Mann. And we also have a crash in Coquitlam. It's Highway 1 westbound just after Burnett in the HOV lane. Canadian Tire, in support of Jumpstart, you donate, they play. All funds help families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. We've got clouds with a very slight chance of showers this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5, good morning. All right, so hopefully you had a fantastic weekend. Monday is here. Recapping the weekend, was it as cultured as Erin's weekend? She's been a little bit braggy about how cultured she is.
Yeah.
This is, or she got cultured over the weekend or something. Is that what it was?
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Bit of both. Yeah, I had an arts-filled weekend. Friday, producer Sammy and I went to see Yaga, which is at the Gateway Theater in Richmond. Now, Sammy was a little more familiar with the backstory than me.
Yeah, it was incredible, and it's all kind of based on Slavic folklore's Witch in the Woods, Baba Yaga. You know, it's that
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Witch in the Woods. She lives in a hut that stands on chicken legs. I don't know if you are aware. Oh, she grants wishes. She eats children, all that stuff. So basically, the playwright kind of used that as like a way to kind of speak on the labels of women, especially older women in society.
Okay, got
Yeah. So it was kind of really...
It was incredible.
Yeah.
What do you want to say now?
No, it's just funny because as you were saying, there's a witch and she's got chicken legs. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I do weirdly know that story.
Yes. Yeah. She's sort of one of the absolute archetypes for all witches. Mm. And then the chicken legs kind of pops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was by Canadian playwright Kate Sandler. And it truly was fantastic. Like, it was just incredible. Political, fairy tale, thriller, like truly scary.
Yeah.
To be at a play where you're like really scared and really plugged in and excited. It was incredible.
And I think, you know, I feel like we associate like plays, or at least I do, like you think like you have to go to like, you know, like the best of the best theaters to see a really good play, or what you associate as like the biggest theaters. You have to be in Vancouver, or really maybe even you have to be in New York City.
Yes.
And that is not true.
I will say, and I really mean this sincerely, I have been lucky enough to see a lot of productions. This was one of my favorites ever. The cast, the staging, everything was perfect. It was just incredible. So that's Yaga, and it's at the Gateway Theater in Richmond. Then, on Saturday, I went to the opera, my first opera ever. And yes, there was a bit of this. But, you know, not too much. And I have to say, I did not know what to expect. And I was blown away. So the Vancouver Opera is staging Strauss's Die Fledermaus, which I thought was, the chef from the Muppet Show, you know, the duper, but no, it's not. It's Die Fledermaus is actually how you say it. And it was incredible. Music, dancing, costume sets. Yes, there was a bit of the, and it was beautiful. Their voices were incredible. But there was dialogue in English during the opera and a translation in a dialogue box at the top of the screen. And here's a little secret, you guys. I think a lot of the cool kids are going to the Vancouver Opera. Like, the crowd, it was so diverse, young and old, and everyone was dressed up in tuxes and gowns, and I felt like I could have been anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a night.
Because you do, I feel like I associate the opera with, you know, once you get to like a certain age and you have like gowns or something and probably a fur stole, and then you go to like fake fur, by the way, stole, and you go to the opera, and that's kind of my association.
I always think that you're sitting in the balcony too.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's in the balcony.
You've got those binoculars that you hold up on a stick to your face.
There was a couple there. They were in their 20s. He was like Timothée Chalamet. She was like Gigi. They were in like full gowns and tux. It was unbelievable. There was also a guy in a pumpkin suit, so that made it kind of fun too.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had such a cultured weekend.
Thank
That's
you.
Lovely.
It was incredible.
I was at Fright Nights and got chased by a 7-foot clown with a chainsaw. So, I mean, different kinds of cultural experiences.
Real friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way at 7:35. We'll give you the answer to question one just after the news at 7, and also your first play of the morning. Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank coming up at 7.
The adventure of a lifetime is just a click away. Casting is now open for the new season of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada.
Are you ready to go?
Go to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada to apply.
Woo-hoo! Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts.
with Captain Mighty.
Ah, here's a tasty nuggy. Did you know heroes love Halloween?
I did not.
Gives us a chance to don other heroes' togs. This year I'm dressing up as a hero from Hero Home Care.
Hero Home Care?
Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
One hundy. Say, do you know what witches put on their bagels?
Uh-uh.
Scream cheese.
Oof.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
At White Spot, we know that some things are simply meant to go together. You know, like ketchup and fries, dads and corny jokes, or enjoying comfort food in a super comfy spot. White Spot, the ultimate pairing. So come in and try our new comfort menu featuring tasty things like tender chicken pot pie and flaky pastry, homestyle braised beef and seasonal roasted vegetables, or my personal favorite pairing, carrot and cake. Comfort food and family. It's what we do. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theater Company has festive productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theater Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
Hurry, it's the last week of No Frills Deals for Days event. Shop amazing deals like No Name Evaporated Milk at only $1 each until October 30th. No Frills, won't be beat. See flyer for details.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Hey there, it's Nat, and I want to tell you about my outstanding experience with You Move Me. I needed our move to start a little later in the day because, you know, I work somewhat irregular hours, and You Move Me was super accommodating. They also let me know when they were on their way, and they even offered to pick up coffee en route. The crew, once they got there, got right to work. They were efficient and very careful. Everything went so smoothly. Plus, with You Move Me's upfront pricing, there weren't any post-move surprises. So happy that I called You Move Me. You can check them out at youmoveme.com.
Hey, it's the King of Floors. Why would you go to those boutique flooring places with the tiny little wee samples and the high prices? Here at the King of Floors, we have over 300 different types of flooring in stock at our 85,000 square foot mega flooring warehouse. And you can take full-size samples home. And because we buy direct, you're going to save a boatload of money. See us today at King of Floors.
The King of Floors, Highway 10, one block east of 152nd in Surrey, online at kingoffloors.com.
Ready to shop the Sephora Savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum.
Your turn.
Okay.
Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora Savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIBN Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby. Is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college, we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around. Getting away of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh, I know that we should be just friends. Promise we would get married if we.
5 traffic. We've still got that issue in Coquitlam, a crash Highway 1 westbound just after Brunette in the HOV lane. A crash in Surrey, 152nd on-ramp to the Coquitlam exit lanes on the Port Mann, and an incident in Burnaby, Highway 1 westbound after Kensington police on the scene there. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. We've got a few clouds, chance of showers this morning, but sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, today's the day we'll find out who the premier of this province will be. Vote counting is continuing in BC's election after weekend counts actually failed to produce a winner. Elections BC says the party standings haven't changed since the October 19th vote. Saw the New Democrats leading or elected in 46 ridings, and the Conservatives leading or elected in 45 ridings, of the Greens with 2 elected members. Elections BC says it will now, today, count crucial absentee ballots, with the close riding in the province being Surrey-Guildford, where the BC Conservatives are ahead of the NDP by 12 votes. The District of North Vancouver has declared a state of local emergency again and ordered 3 homes evacuated in the Deep Cove neighborhood over concerns about debris that was left behind during the atmospheric river. The district says that during that heavy rain, debris filled the channels of Osler and Panorama Creeks, limiting their capacity to withstand future heavy rainfall events. And Halloween is coming up this week. How old is too old for kids to go trick-or-treating? Of course, the eternal question. The most common answer in a new poll was 16 or older is too old, and about 50% say somewhere between 13 and 16 is also pushing it.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Pretty good treat to get on a Monday morning is $1,000. That's up for grabs when we play the $1,000 minute at 7:35. The answer to question one will be Zamboni. The good old Zamboni. Tuck that away. Hopefully it helps you win $1,000 just over a half hour from now.
Before that, you could win up to $50,000 with... Well,
that's good, too.
That is also very good. Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, the first play of the day coming up at 7:05. Here's Taylor on Move.
Once the flight had flown with the wilt of the rose, I slept all alone.